Hey everyone, welcome back to TCO Studios at Winter Park. It's another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. The off-season program and the mandatory minicamp are over, so we have lots to go over as the Vikings enter the five-week period of no action before training camp commences at the end of July. Thanks for sending in your questions. Let's get to work right now. Question number one comes from Kevin in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Who are a few players you think have improved the most from last season until now? Well, I'll give you two of them, one on offense and one on defense. On defense, defensive end Daniil Hunter. He's looked like a monster ever since he stepped foot on the Winter Park campus, and he played like a monster last season with 12 sacks leading the defense, and I think he looks even better right now. He's maturing as a player and a person off the field. He's taking coaching really well, and I think he's earning the trust of the Vikings defensive coaching staff. I see a big season ahead for Daniil Hunter. On offense, tight end David Morgan entering his second season. He has a new position coach in Clancy Barone, who likes him a lot. Pat Shurmur coached him last year and is the offensive coordinator and certainly knows what he can do. And Mike Zimmer has said some good things about David Morgan, crediting him for his tenacity and his blocking ability. I think David Morgan is going to be a big-time contributor in multiple ways for the Vikings offense this season. Levi in Eagan has the next question. How did Jerick McKinnon look throughout OTAs and minicamp? Do you see the potential for a phenomenal running attack for 2017 with the trio of backs that we have? I love the trio of backs that we have. I think all three of them can be used on all three downs. That's McKinnon, Latavius Murray, and Dalvin Cook. Now, we've yet to see Murray practice, but we hope that'll begin in training camp. McKinnon and Cook look good all spring. But as it goes with McKinnon, the guy can do so many different things on the football field. He can run the ball, he can catch, he can block, and Mike Prefer can use him on multiple spots on special teams, including as a kickoff returner. Again, a big season ahead for another returning Viking, Jerick McKinnon. John has the next question. Thoughts on Treadwell? Seems to have a great attitude. Can he crack the starting lineup or make any significant contribution? Yes, John, he can, and I believe he will. A great spring here at Winter Park for Laquon Treadwell. Caught a lot of passes from Sam Bradford. What does that mean? It means he's running with the first team offense. Diggs and Thielen are the guys, and they will be the guys, but Treadwell is going to be a great addition to this offense this year as a third receiver. He was here last year but had just one catch for 15 yards. He's going to have many more catches this season. I think he'll be a key cog in the passing attack. Dion from Atlanta asks, Dalvin Cook, Laquon Treadwell, Trey Waynes, curious to know how they were in OTAs and if you see them having breakout seasons. Well, we've already talked about Treadwell. I do think he's going to have a much better season in 2017. As for the other two, Dalvin Cook looks really fast out on the practice field. I think the coaching staff is gaining more and more trust in Cook, so I think he's going to be used quite a bit, even as a rookie and even with McKinnon and Latavius Murray on the roster. The big thing for him will be ball security, reduce and eliminate those fumbles, and be a good pass protector so you don't have to take him off the field on the passing downs. As for Trey Waynes, he's going to play a lot for Mike Zimmer's defense this year. He did last year, and he will again in 2017. He's just got to trust his ability because he has a ton of it. Reduce those penalties. 3-2. Reduce those penalties and trust his speed. I think Trey Waynes can come on in a big way in 2017. Brian has the next question. Does it worry you that there seems to be a lack of depth on the offensive line? I'm not worried about the offensive line right now. I think we've made a lot of changes to that position, and that's good because the results were not what the team wanted last year. So lots of changes. You signed two starting offensive tackles, Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers. You drafted Pat Elflein, who could become a starter, and if he's not, he'll be a key backup. So I think the depth is going to be okay. There's lots of work to be done on the offensive line, but the Vikings added a lot of bodies, and they retained some key veterans and depth guys like Jeremiah Searles and Joe Berger. So we'll see what happens, but I like the direction it's heading. Again, a lot of work to be done, but so far so good on that new look offensive line. Our last question comes from Nicholas in Florida. Having watched the defensive rookies thus far, who, if anybody, would you say would be a good fit for the Vikings' already dominant defense? Well, I cast my gaze toward the linebackers. The Vikings have two draft picks who are linebackers, Elijah Lee and Ben Gedeon. They also have a vacated starting spot with the retirement of Chad Greenway. Now, veterans like Emmanuel Lemur, Edmund Robinson, and Kentrell Brothers are also candidates to be a starting linebacker in the Vikings-based defense. But I think one of those rookies, maybe Ben Gedeon, is a pretty solid candidate to have some snaps on defense this season. The guy can run and tackle. We saw that with his time at the University of Michigan. Let's see if he can do it in the NFL. He's going to have to prove that at training camp and then, of course, in the preseason. But so far, so good for Ben Gedeon, the rookie draft pick linebacker out of Michigan. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we'll be back next week with another edition. So please submit your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, really cool content coming up from those of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network. We followed Randy Moss around Winter Park when he was here to learn about his induction into the Vikings Ring of Honor. Really cool stuff from Moss that you guys are going to love. We also had Danielle Hunter and head coach Mike Zimmer mic'd up for mini camp practices. All that stuff coming to you, so don't miss it.